Blog Talk Radio.
Where Yahweh is speaking in that book. And once I noticed this strange occurrence, I began to teach it over 40 years ago that Yah does not even speak in the New Testament. Never said a mumbling word to anyone. And that's something that a man, if he's not ignorant, that's one of the first things you should notice. Is this book, does it have the signature of Yah? Is he behind these letters? Is he behind these epistles? Did any of these people say what thus said Yahweh? Did any of these people, were any of them prophets that came in the name of Yahweh? And the truth of the matter is, no, they or not. So this is what you're dealing with. And that's reading the Creator said that these preachers that call themselves preaching to the people, making these huge amounts of money, and got all day to study because they don't have to work. They don't have to provide a living for their family. They don't have to support themselves. They don't have no excuse. I have an excuse if I was totally ignorant. I have to go to work every day. The church don't take care of me. The Bible class doesn't support me. I work by the sweat of my brow, and oftentimes when I get off work, I'm tired. And sometimes I lay back, just turn on a movie and watch it until I fall asleep because I'm tired. So I would have an excuse for being ignorant, an excuse for being illiterate, an excuse for being totally blind and not knowing the truth. I would have an excuse. But they don't have no excuse because all they do is sit around all day, busybodies, not doing nothing. And you ask them, well, I can't work because I have to visit the sick. I have to do a funeral. It'll be one coming up soon. I have to study. And they don't even study because I found out years ago they sent off for their sermons. They don't even have to study. They just spend money and they got the sermons coming in every week. So they don't have to do anything. So they don't have an excuse for being ignorant as they are. So they don't have to say, I didn't know that was in. It's in here. You understand? Keep reading.
His watchmen are blind.
His watchmen are blind.
They are all ignorant.
They are all ignorant.
They are all dumb dogs.
They are all dumb dogs.
They cannot bark.
They can't bark and warn you.
Sleeping
at the front porch, letting anybody walk in the door with a bone in his mouth, sheep is gnawing and just sleeping, and they can't warn you. Just sleeping, lying down, loving to slumber, love to just sit back and sleep. Yet greedy dogs that can never have enough. When they have a collection every week, we're $500 short. I need ten men with $100 come up here. I need five with $50 come up here. We still $1,000 short. And they're going to make sure that they collect them. They're going to have the pastor's anniversary. We're going to have the missionary club. We're going to have the Women's Day, the Father's Day, the Children's Day, all collecting money. We're going to have a pastor's vacation day. And all they are doing is collecting money for the man so that he can keep feeding them whatever he's feeding them. But it's not the truth. He said, yet they are greedy dogs that can never have enough. See, most of these pastors in this church got here because they came from somewhere else. They're not originally homeborn. Your biggest ministers in Cincinnati were imported from down south or up north, and most of them down south. And they came here not because they loved the people, but because the people offered them more money than what they were getting there. And when another church offered more money than they getting there, they're gone. They're going to split. And that's how they move. And the people know it because they have, we need you to turn in your resume. We're looking for a pastor. And they either have pastor's trial where they have 8 or 9 of them to go in and preach. Then they elect the one that they're going to keep, and they give him his salary. And whatever salary is, if he's there 6 months, he's going to need at least $24,000 more a year. Believe it or not, these ministers are making, right here in Cincinnati, many of them are making $200,000 and $300,000 a year Some of them are making $1 million a year in salaries. One of them even bought the big rich baseball player's house out there. Yeah, I don't want to call his name. I know his daddy real well. I think me and him is buddies. But y'all know who I'm talking about. Bought the baseball player's house out there in Amelie Village. You understand? For about $3 or $4 million in cash. Cash. You understand? So that's what we have. They're greedy dogs. And that's all they're preaching now. They're preaching prosperity. That's all the man's preaching every week you go in church. They got a prosperity lesson on how you can get rich. And the main way you get rich is give them the money. Things that I'm saying are things that I was shocked to find out. And to make sure if you're going to be in their church, they're going to get the money. They ain't going to be begging. They're going to get the money because it's coming right out of your salary every week. It's coming right out your bank. They take it right out of your bank. You turn in your bank account, and you show them your tax forms, what they're making, and they're going to take theirs out. And if you don't, you're going to get a letter that you're not welcome there no more. And I've seen people with letters that they're sick and wasn't able to pay no money. So the preacher told them, you know, look for a church elsewhere. You're no longer welcome here. And I'm shocked when I'm seeing this, but this is reality. Keep reading.
Dogs.
They're greedy dogs.
Which can never have enough.
They can never, never have enough because regardless how much money the people give them, they always want more. They can never have enough.
And they are shepherds.
And they are shepherds. And letting you know that these dogs, these are not four-legged dogs, but the Creator are calling the shepherds of our people dogs. He said they are shepherds that cannot do what?
Understand.
They don't have no understanding. If they had understanding, would they put anybody above the Most High? If they had any understanding, would they be teaching our people on a Sunday what Paul said to the Romans? Would they come to you on a Sunday morning what Paul said to Thessalonians? And you, the children of Israel, if they had any understanding? If they had any understanding, would they be telling the people that they are Gentiles? A man got to be ignorant. A black man got to be totally ignorant to come before a congregation of black people and say, y'all are Gentiles. There ain't no such thing as a black Gentile. All the Gentiles in the Bible were white. They're Europeans. J.C. had 12 disciples. 11 of them were black Israelites. And one of them was a black Canaanite named Simon, and he told them all, don't go to Gentiles. Well, obviously, Simon wasn't a Gentile. He wouldn't have told them not to go to Gentiles. And in the book of the New Testament, the only one they call Gentiles were the Ethiopians. The Ethiopian that helped J.C., he was never called or pertained to as a Gentile. The Ethiopians were not Gentiles. The Canaanites were not called Gentiles. The Ethiopians are not called Gentiles. The Egyptians are not called Gentiles. The Assyrians were not called Gentiles. Only ones called the Moabites were not called Gentiles. But this man gonna tell you, you're a Gentile. And he got a degree. And then many of my people criticize how bad we whoop them up when we get a chance. Admit, in my old age, I've learned how to be more compassionate. I try to just attack the issue and not the person. I try to always not deal with the individuals. I only like to attack issues. Then the people don't have no reason to run away and say you're criticizing them. So don't get upset in arguments. Always attack issues. And if they happen to be the author of the issue, then they got to fall with it. But deal with the issue, not the individual, not the personality. Keep reading.
They all look to their own way.
They all look to their own way.
Everyone for his gain.
Everyone, that's right. Now, met a minister today. Two of them was in a church and had three preachers, and two of them left and started their own church. Because now they need a salary. They need to have their own. So what they did is split the church up. And that happens all the time. Split. As soon as they think they know a little something, they're going to find something wrong with the preacher or something wrong with the doctrine, some reason that, well, we believe that what Paul said to the Corinthians, well, we believe what he said to the the Ephesians, well, we believe what it said to the Romans, and now they all split. We believe you must be baptized in the name of J.C. Well, we believe you got to be baptized in the name of Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. Who's right? All of them right, because everything they said is in there. That's reading all these divisions, all these conglomerations of various types of religions come right out the New Testament. And the Christians always say, God is not the author of confusion. Well, that means he's not the author of the New Testament, because all the confusion we know is brought forth out of the New Testament. Look at the various churches, the Baptist, Methodist, Unitarian, Episcopalian, Seventh-day Adventist, Jehovah's Witness, Mormons, Crackers, and all the rest of them come right out of there. You understand? With no exception. They all got their common ground out of there. So if he's not the author of the New of confusion, then certainly he couldn't be the author of the New Testament, because that's where all the confusion is. I see people, same people with five or six different doctrines. I've never found an Israelite congregation around the country that believes Sunday is the first day of the day of worship, or you should worship on Friday. All Israelites believe that they go by the Old Testament. All Israelites believe you should keep the Sabbath day, period, and that's the seventh day of the week. Whether you're white, black, conservative, orthodox, reform, the original article as we are, they all know that there's only one Sabbath day. They all know that there is only one Elohim. Oh, they all know that you have to follow the laws. The only time I find Israelites in confusion is that when they grab hold to the New Testament. Now you got some of them that call themselves Messianic Jews. We didn't have no Messianic Jews in the Old Testament that's following him. If you didn't have a New Testament, you wouldn't have no Israelites today in America talking about following J.C. Because they can't read the word of the Most High and come to that conclusion. The Creator says in the book of Isaiah, the 8th chapter, said in the book of Isaiah, the 8th chapter, notice what the Most High says about holiness and apostolic faith and that believing what Paul says and embracing what Muhammad said and embracing any other spirituality or ideology at all. He said in Isaiah 8:20,
To the law. And to the testimony.
And to the testimonies of the prophets.
If they speak not according to this word. It is because there is no light in them.
And if there is no light in them, that would mean that they're walking in darkness. And who would follow a man that's walking in a total state of darkness other than a complete fool? There's no light in them. In other words, as he said, there's no understanding in them. No wonder the Creator said they do not understand. They all look to it their own way from his own quarters and say, come, let us fetch wine and eat drink, and tomorrow shall be as today. So the Most High is not the author of confusion. But did you know that all this confusion that the Christian church have, if they were not ignorant, they would know that according to the New Testament itself, the New Testament, that's reading the minister asked me, is it all right if we debate? Because I'm coming out the New Testament. He said, good. He said, you believe the New Testament? I said, just say we don't have the same understanding of it. Because the understanding that I have by the New Testament, I don't think you believe in it. Because if you really knew the New Testament, you wouldn't be teaching what you're teaching today. Because he teaches that you should worship Christ. When the New Testament, from the words of the one that's supposed to be the supreme being of the New Testament, J.C. himself said, worship only the Father. Now that's what he taught, worship the Father. But they don't want to hear that. J.C. and Paul taught that J.C. is not the Most High. Let me just show you a couple of scriptures. Let's go to Go to 1 Corinthians. What does it say? 1 Corinthians 11 chapter, the third verse. And this is Paul talking.
But I would have you know.
I would have you to know, said Paul.
That the head of every man is Christ.
He said the head of every man is Messiah.
And the head of the woman is the man.
And the head of the woman supposed to be the man.
And the head of Christ is God.
And the head of Christ is God. Now, how can J.C., now a man have to be totally ignorant to read this, and as he read it, come and conclude that they're the same, when it says that the head of Christ is God. Now, how can he be the Most High and he not be the head? God don't have no head. Yahweh don't have no head over him. So how can he be the Most High and be the head? And not be the head. Said the head of JC is who?
Is God.
It's God. Now that's what this book says. Then we go to the book of 1 Corinthians 8 chapter. Let's just peep in the 8 chapter. And Paul makes a strong indictment against those that profess to be followers of Christ. He says in the fourth,
1 Corinthians 8 and 4.
I'm going to start at the second verse. And if any man think that he knoweth anything, if you think you know anything, he knoweth nothing, yet as he ought to know. He don't know. In other words, if you think he know anything, he don't know nothing, yet as he ought to know. But if any man love Elohim, the same is known of him. Now, as concerning the eating of those things that are offered in sacrifices unto idols, we know that an idol is anything. You have a rock and you pray to it and worship. That rock is your idol. That's your God. An idol can be anything. Anything at all. We know that an idol can be anything, and we know that an idol is nothing in the world, and that there is none other God but one. How many? One. We know that there is no other God but one. For though there be that are called gods, whether in heaven or earth, there's many gods and many lords, but to us there is but one God, and that's the Father. Now, JC is not the Father. Never called himself to be the Father. In order to be a father, you got to have seed. You have to have offspring. He's not a father. All he said is, I'm the Son of Man. He didn't say, I'm the father of anybody. Never pertained to himself as father. He said, but though there be that are called gods, whether in heaven or earth, and there be many gods and many lords, but to us, in other words, to the early Christians, there is but one Elohim, the Father, of whom are all things, and we in him, and one Lord. Now, Lord, he said there's only one Lord. Lord just means master. So he said that Lord is JC. That's when he called them that Lord. That's their Ba, a Baal. That's what the word Lord come from, just master. But there's one God. And he separates JC as being the one God. And so the one God is the Father. And there's one Lord, that's JC. Then we go in the book of Corinthians, or let's go to Ephesians. Fourth chapter. And look how people read this every week, every Sunday. They don't understand it. He says in Ephesians, fourth chapter, the fifth verse.
One Lord.
One Lord.
One faith.
One faith.
One baptism.
One baptism.
One God.
Three gods. That what it say? It said one God, the Father of all, who is above all, and through all, and in you all. Now, you don't get no plainer than that. No wonder the Creator got to call these people a bunch of dumb, ignorant dogs. How are you going to read this and then come and make JC the Most High when your own book is testifying against you? Your own book is testifying against you. That's, again, Ephesians 4, 5, and 6. Then you go to Timothy, 1 Timothy 2 and 5. Christians would be thinking, I'm reading out of a different book than they got. But this is their book. 1 Timothy 2 and 5.
For there is one God.
There is how many gods? So we don't have to keep going over taking over the Deuteronomy where Yah said that he's one God. They don't want to believe that. Now, why don't they believe Paul? They ain't going to believe us when we show them what Yahweh said. He's one.
And one mediator.
And we notice what it said. It said, for there's one God and one mediator between God and man. And then it said, that's the man, JC. Now, JC is called the mediator. He's not called God. And right here, separate him from being God. And that's all. I mean, we can take another day and deal with this mediator stuff. We can tear that down, too. But I just want to let you to know that according to this book, the book that they preach out of, the Gospels, as far as the epistles of Paul and John, there's only one God. According to their book. Let me show you one more thing. Let's go to 1 John, 5th chapter. 1 John, not St. John, 1 John, 5th chapter. It says right here in the second verse. By this we know we love the children of God. And who is the children of God? Israel. By this we know we love the children of God when we love Elohim and keep whose commandments? Now, Christians don't believe in keeping his commandments, because if they kept his commandments, it's no way they'd be end up worshiping JC. Because there's no commandment that points in the direction of anyone other than the Most High. No commandment. By this we know that we love the children of Elohim when we love Elohim and keep his commandments. For this is the love of Elohim, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. They're not hard, as y'all teach. I got this fellow here teaching that JC and the Most High is the same person. And you can't worship Yahweh without worshiping JC. And here the book, and then at the same time saying he's keeping the commandments, and then says the commandments are done away with. But that's reading the Creator says they're all ignorant. I think I'm running into one of them that got some sense. He still ended up being crazy. You understand? And I actually want to run into a Christian that got good sense. But in order to run into a Christian minister that got good sense, I got to make Yah into a liar. Because the Creator said they're all ignorant. They're all ignorant. And Yah ain't going to be no liar. So it's good that you're teaching. Paul said about women preaching and standing in the church. Matter of fact, it's bad, because in order to teach that, you got to go against the Most High. Because the Most High said the women can teach. The Most High said women can be prophets. Yah, Most High said women can be prophetesses. The Most High said women can be judges. They can rule over Israel. One of the most notable and prominent judges of them all was Deborah. And she was a woman. He had a grown man talking about, hey, I go to fight if you go with me. She said, listen, man, And you know, if I go with you, there ain't going to be no honor for you. Because now society, man's supposed to be everything. The man's supposed to be the head. The man's supposed to be the boss. The man's supposed to be the leader. And you talk about you ain't going to go to fight until I go with you? Well, it ain't going to be to your honor if I do. But I ain't going to go. And this is a woman. That's all great and proud and our women were. So we ain't going to never teach that somebody that actually teach against women ministers are going against the Almighty's word. Because the Almighty let us know that women can be in any capacity that a man can, other than a priest. She can't be a priest because that day she can't even be in the sanctuary. So she can't be a priest. All the priests had to be men out of the tribe of Levi from 30 years old when they started. Of course, I started about six years before that, and they had to stop at 50, which I've been going on 15 years after that. So I got 20 years of teaching that I ain't supposed to have. You understand? I ain't even thinking about it, looking for no retirement. But that's why the Creator said they're all dumb dogs. And when you think you ran and won and got it loose, you realize he's biggest fool is the rest of them. Really bigger. Because the rest of the ministers at least know that, now, I know I've been teaching what all scriptures is given by the inspiration of God and is probable for doctrine, reproof, correction, and instruction in righteousness, but I can't teach that women can't speak in a church because something about that ain't right. So I'm going to just have to look a fool and be a hypocrite and not teach it. Then a sure enough fool come around and teach it. And how you going to teach this and read the whole Bible then tell me I don't go by the whole Bible? How can you read the whole Bible and then end up Paul said and put that over what the Most High said? A woman can't ask churches a question in a church. Now, this is what I mean by 14 karat crazy. We find further that J.C., you go to his teaching. Go to the book of Matthew's, the 19th chapter. We ain't even dealt with what y'all said. I just want to show you what Paul and Timmy said. And after showing you that, I want to show you what J.C. said about one Elohim. According to Matthew's 19th chapter, I think I want to start around with the 15th or 16th verse. 16th verse. That's where we want to start. Let's get everybody a chance to go there, please. Go ahead.
Matthew's 19 and 16. And behold, one came and said unto him, Good
one
master.
One came and said unto him, Good master. In other words, Lord, because that's what master means. If you look at the word, they are synonymous with each other. Good master, Lord, what might I do that I might have eternal life?
And he said unto him, Why callest thou me good?
Why callest thou me good?
There is none good but one.
There is none good but one.
That is Elohim.
He's the only one that's good. Don't call me good. Now, common sense will let you know if you just read what J.C. said, that he is no way possible he could be the Most High. When he said, don't call me good, there's only one that's good. And then notice he didn't try to divide and say, that's the Father, or that's the Son, or that's the Holy Ghost. He said, there's none good but one, and that's God. Letting you know that he's not God. If he was the Most High, he would know, say, hey, there's only one good, and that's him. So don't call me good. I mean, for crying out loud. Common sense is telling you that these are two different entities. I mean, you would have to be totally ignorant to ignore this. So the Almighty wins again when he said they are all dumb dogs. But only because only a dumb dog would look at this and say, they're the same. When it said there's none good but one, and that's God. So after he corrected man, then he said, but if thou wilt desire life, keep the commandments. Keep these commandments that the house of Israel is teaching you that you must abide by. Keep these commandments. And this is JC's words. And what is the, before I go to Most High, let me just show you one other thing that JC said. If you go to the book of Matthew, the 7th chapter, the 11th verse. I'm saying this because I'm hoping the minister listened to me as I listen to him. And I'm not as rambunctious or far a teaching as he is, but I hope that he, I don't have to deal with emotionalism to get a point in. I just want you to hear what I'm saying and weigh it out. If it's not the truth, reject it. Consider it, though. But if it is the truth, accept it. Now, this is J.C. And according to Matthew, the 7th chapter, the 21st verse, he says, not everyone that says unto me, Master, or Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but, he that does the will of my Father. Now hold it. To do the will of his Father, you have to study the Old Testament. To do the will of his Father, you have to learn his commandments. To do the will of his Father, you would have to believe in circumcision. Man, tell me he don't believe in circumcision. I got to be crazy believing in circumcision a man can be saved today by circumcision. Yes, I'm saying that man can be saved by following the words of the Most High. And the Most High's word said we must be circumcised. But Paul said, don't circumcise, because circumcision profits nothing. He said, if a man is circumcised, Christ shall profit you nothing. So a man got to be ignorant to take a creature and put his words over the creator. That's what you call, that's without having no understanding. He said, not everyone that says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that does the will of my Father, which is in heaven. His Father's in heaven. One God, one Father, of all, over all, by all, and to all. One God, one Elohim. Do the will of my Father, which is in heaven. Letting you know, he's not here. It's not me. For many shall say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not heal people in your name? We have healed people. We have cast out devils in your name. We built churches in Africa and cathedrals in Europe in your name. We donated money to schools in your name. We have done many wonderful works in your name, though. He said, but I'll profess unto them, depart from me, ye workers of iniquity. I never knew you. I don't know you. Talking about you did this in my name, and you baptized in my name, and you built a church in my name, and you blessed people in my name, and healed people in my name, and cast out devils in my name, and did many wonderful works in my name, but you don't know the Father. Salvation don't rest in doing something in my name. Salvation rests in doing the will of my Father who's in heaven. That's where they missed it at. Then we go to the Holy Scriptures in the book of Psalms 83. Let's read the 18th verse.
Psalms 83, verse 18. That men may know.
That men may know.
That thou, whose name alone is Yahweh.
That thou, whose name alone is Yahweh.
Art the most high over all the earth.
Oh, are the most high over how much of the earth? All the earth. Are the most high over all the earth. A name as long as Yahweh. So we don't have no two or three Yahwehs. And the New Testament said there's a whole family of Yahwehs. But we know that's a lie. Then the Creator tells us in the book of Isaiah, the 45th chapter. Fine. I want you to start reading at the 22nd verse. Now hold it. Before we start at 22, I want you to start reading verse 55. Now what kind of Elohim we serve? He says,
verily, thou art a Elohim that hidest thyself, O Elohim of Israel.
See, the ones that find you, I got to really search for them. And he's found of them that seek him early. He's found of them that seek him early. He hides himself. And only the true in heart, only the pure in heart, only the ones that want to seek him will find him. Because if you're looking for something else, then that's what you're going to find. You have to remember, our people are very religious. Now, just because we're religious people, that don't make us right. When Moses went up on the mountain, the people said he'd gone too long. They went and told Aaron, they said, well, maybe a wild beast killed him. Maybe he fell over a cliff. Something might have happened to him, and he's not coming back. But we need us a God. We are religious people. We're going to serve us something. And if Moses can't come with us, then you make us a God, because we're going to worship something. That's in our spirit. That's just the kind of people we are. We're just a religious people. And they made them gold calves of gold and began to worship that, because they're religious. That don't mean they're right. Just because we're religious people, just because we want to worship, to look and study hard to seek God and to find him. And when you study and find him, you're going to know you're on the right track, because nothing can be compared to him, nor his words. That's when the prophet Isaiah said in verse 15,
verily thou art Elohim that hidest thyself, O Elohim of Israel.
Yes, you are an Elohim that hides yourself. I thought I found you when I found JC. I thought he was a man. I thought I found him when I found Haile Selassie. I got him here. And when I found Allah, I knew I had the right one. I knew I had him, but I gave up too quick. But as my quest for knowledge went on, I know that none of these were him, that I was a little rambunctious, that I was a little hasty in spirit, because now I can see that all these were just something I had to go through to get to you. But when I went to searching, my search is not over until I found you, and now my search is complete. It's over, because there is none like you in all the heaven, nor the earth, nor that can be compared to you. Now, so to read that again, that 15th verse again. So that little bitty verse means a lot to me. And maybe some of you said, no, that ain't the one. Let's go to verse 20. No, this is my verse, verse 15. You got to get through this to get to verse 22. But read that again.
Verily, thou art an Elohim.
Thou art an Elohim.
That hidest thyself, O Elohim of Israel.
O Elohim of Israel.
The Savior.
The Savior.
They shall be ashamed and also confounded. All of them.
All of them.
They shall go to confusion together.
They shall go to confusion together.
That are makers of idols.
That are makers of idols.
But Israel in Yahweh.
But Israel, no wonder they call us a cult. The Almighty said, for thou art a peculiar people unto me above all the people upon the face of the earth. So everybody look at us as peculiar people, say they must be a cult. They worship one God. They talking about some Yahweh. We serve a God with a Greek name and a European name. So we know we on the right track. Our God is a European just like our master. Look just like boss. They got something about some black nappy-head God. Some kind of cult. See a picture of some black on the wall. People run around with dreadlocks and talking about Yah, not eating no pig. Yeah, them, that's a cult. Baby, you don't go with them. They'll turn you out. You know they ain't not on the right track. They're in some kind of cult. But it says again.
But Israel shall be saved in Yahweh.
Israel shall be saved in Yahweh.
With an everlasting salvation.
With an everlasting salvation.
You shall not be ashamed.
You shall not be ashamed.
Nor confounded.
Nor confounded.
World without end.
World, my world without an end.
For thus saith Yahweh that created the heavens.
Thus saith Yahweh that created the heavens.
Elohim himself that formed the earth.
Who did it? The Trinity? JC? Elohim himself that did what?
That formed the earth.
That formed the earth.
And made it.
And made it.
He have established
it. He established it.
He created it not in vain.
Not in vain did he create it.
He formed it to be inhabited.
He formed the earth to be inhabited.
I am Yah.
I am Yahweh.
And there is none else.
There is none else.
I have not spoken in secret.
I haven't said these things in secret.
In a dark place of the earth.
Some dark place of the earth where the Israelites are the only ones that know. The rest of y'all don't know because you're just a bunch of ignorant people. How you going to read the Bible and come over talking about JC is me. JC is Yahweh. JC is Elohim. You got to be ignorant, totally ignorant to come up with that.
I said not unto the seed of Jacob, seek me in vain.
I didn't say it to the seed of Israel, seek me in vain. It's not a vain thing to serve me.
I, Yahweh, speak righteousness. I declare things that are right.
I'm the one that declares things that are right. That's when you can take Yah's laws and take them and put them against the laws of the New Testament and the laws of the Quran, and the people hate me when I do that. I had people threaten me because all I did was compare Yahweh's laws with theirs. He's a man of righteousness. You can't compare nothing with him. All the laws, look, other books seem like a funny book compared against Yahweh's word. Beating women and women not speaking and asking any questions and got to treat the husbands as if he's the Most High. Treat us royally, but not in the make us an equivalent of the Most High. Now, you ready?
Assemble yourselves.
Assemble yourselves.
And come, draw near together, ye that are escaped of the nations. They have no knowledge that set up wood of their graven image.
How much knowledge do they have? No knowledge to set up these images.
And pray unto a deity that cannot save.
Most times, this hippie on a stick our people praying to can't help them. He just told us he said they're praying to a deity that cannot save.
Tell ye.
So why would I serve somebody that can't save me? What verse is that?
Verse 20.
Don't you forget that. Isaiah 45 and 20. It said what?
Assemble
yourselves and come. Draw near together, ye that are escaped of the nations. Speaking of you, if you make it through this tribulation, they have no knowledge to set up the wood of their graven images and pray unto a God that cannot save.
Tell ye and bring them near. Yea, let them take counsel together. Who hath declared this from ancient times? Who hath told it from that time? Have not I, Yahweh.
Have not I, Yahweh.
Is no Elohim.
There is no Elohim else beside me. A just Elohim and a Savior, and is none beside me.
Look unto me.
Creator said, look unto me.
And be saved.
If you want to be saved,
all the ends of the earth.
All the ends of the earth.
For I am Elohim.
I am Elohim.
And there is none else.
There is none else. Now, how can a man read this and come up with a Trinity except the man got to be 14 karat crazy? And you question what Yah said when he said they are all ignorant. Now, how can somebody read this and not come up with the reality of what it's saying except a man is totally ignorant? No wonder the Creator said he's a bunch of dumb, ignorant dogs. I didn't say it. I'd be scared to call the Almighty's flock there. But he allows me to repeat what he said. And he said a bunch of dumb, ignorant dogs.
I have sworn by myself.
Creator said he did what by himself?
Sworn by myself.
I've sworn by myself.
The word has gone out of my mouth in righteousness.
In righteousness, and it shall not return.
That unto me every knee shall bow.
And to me shall every knee bow.
And every tongue shall swear.
Every tongue shall swear.
Surely shall one say, in Yahweh have I righteousness and strength. Even to him shall men come.
Even to him shall men come. He said all men of the earth is going to come to us.
And all that are incensed against him.
All that are incensed against him.
Shall be ashamed.
Shall be ashamed.
In Yahweh shall all the seed of Israel be justified and shall glory.
In Yahweh shall all the seed of Israel be justified and shall glory. I want to focus on that 20th verse. It says, they pray unto a God that cannot save. Then the Creator said in verse 21, tell me and bring them near. Yea, let them take counsel together. Who has declared this from a time? Question mark. Who has told it from that time? Question mark. Have not I, Yahweh? There is no Elohim beside me, a just God and a Savior. There is none besides me. Now the Creator says, they're praying to a God that cannot save. Remind me to turn to the book of Hosea. Book of Hosea. Hosea, the 13th chapter. Everyone have it? The 4th verse.
Yet I am Yahweh, thy Elohim, from the land of Egypt.
I am Yahweh, thy Elohim, from the land of Egypt.
Thou shalt know no other Elohim but me.
In your Bible, thou shalt know. Yeah, thou shalt know no other Elohim or other God but me, for there is no Savior besides me. So he's telling me, and he's telling you, even know anyone else, when there's no one else can save you. And this man told me I had to be crazy on radio to say that JC is not relevant to our salvation. The only one relevant to our salvation is the Most High. No other person is relevant to your salvation. Because the Almighty is a jealous Elohim, even a consuming fire. He said, there would never be another prophet like unto Moses, whom Yahweh knew face to face and speaketh to as a man speaketh unto his friend. There would never be. Said the most meekest man on the earth. But Moses didn't go to the promise of water, and he did it like he's the one that gave him the water. And didn't give glory to the Most High. Didn't sanctify the Almighty's name. Tell him to hit the rock. Tell him to come drink, ye rebels. Most High said, well, you're not going to the land. Moses got to cry. Well, you can cry all you want to. I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll take you up on the mountain. You can look over and see it. But you ain't gonna go in. You knew better. You knew how jealous I am. And you know that I won't share my glory with no one else. And as much as I love you, I'm not going to share my glory or no other prophet. So any other prophet get too mighty and have the people try to serve them, I'm going to remove them. And you can't go, Moses. Took Moses up there. Let Moses cry, look over, see the promised land. Sit up there with him. Talk to him. Let Moses stay with him until he died. Then take some rocks, and buried him up there, and no man knoweth his sepulchre to this day. But because Almighty is jealous, even a consuming fire. And for someone to think that they can put themselves beside the Most High, you got to be totally ignorant. And you got to be totally ignorant to put anybody besides Yahweh. Totally ignorant. How are you going to start reading this book from the beginning and then get the revelation and then claim there's somebody else? You're not going to do it. Not if you got any understanding at all. But this is the condition that our people are in. Praise the mighty Yah. Praise the mighty Yah. Yah is righteous. Don't know what made me start teaching on that. I guess a fellow told me I heard him say that I had to be crazy to tell my JC is not relevant to our salvation. He must not know JC, does he? He must know a different JC than me. Not the JC I know. That's right. Now, they asked, well, you believe in JC? I said, you must be the one that don't believe in. The JC I know was a Sabbath keeper. The JC I know said not to worship him. The JC I know said you got to keep all his father's commandments. The JC I know said there's none good but one, and that's Elohim. That's the JC I know. Now, you might know somebody else, and I don't know the JC of the Christians. I don't know him. But I know the JC that's manifested in his book. It is an entirely different JC than what they present to us. Entirely different. And they don't follow him at all. Period. Once all that noise, they sanctified and got holiness, they don't follow JC at all. Do we have any comments and questions, or anyone wants to comment on what I just got? A lot of comments, because I know how y'all are, and being his witnesses, and I know you want to verify what y'all said. So I know we wish people in the listening audience see this long line up there, but I won't be able to take all y'all. Just a few comments to be necessary. That's all. Just a couple. Yes, oh, sir. What a wonderful place to be here. Hallelujah. Yes, sir. Go ahead, brother.
Yes, sir.
That word he threw on the bed. What is that? Exhilarating. What? He's a bad boy. Say that again, sir.
Exhilarating.
Oh, my Go ahead.
I particularly like that 1 Timothy and the 5th verse. Although I don't have a lot of occasions to agree with Paul, but I like this and what you brought out. When he said there's one God, one mediator between God and men, the man, Christ.
Uh-oh.
He reduced him to a man.
Uh-oh.
He was very emphatic.
Uh-oh.
Right there. He said it's the man,
uh-oh,
Christ.
Woo! Yes, sir. That's in the scripture. Said two heads are better than one.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'd like to point out something. It's so unfortunate because as a Christian, the part that you read where Paul says circumcision.
You got it correct, sir.
Okay. And ironically, the person who's trying to strive after Christianity, to themselves, instead of understanding it right, they would say, well, then I better not go and get circumcised and follow the law, because then I can't use Christ. When really it said it's just the opposite. If you follow the law as Yah intended, as he set down by Moshe, then you don't need that hippie on the stick called JC.
And all ladies, I can't get all of y'all up there. Just one of y'all to be enough. Just one lady. It's just another house of Israel. They talk about a woman can't ask no questions in this church. I wish they see these sisters here. They on fire around here. Some of you sisters sit down. Just one of y'all up there is enough. Just one be enough. Go ahead, sir.
I would like to make a quick comment on Murray Nishi. One of the first things I learned.
Talk loud, Sabik. I don't know.
This is one of the things, if you want to be technical with the Christian brother, you don't really have to teach us in a New Testament period, according to Isaiah 34th chapter, the 16th verse, but seek ye out the book of Yah and read, no one of these shall fail, no one her name. Because his, whether his mouth has died, you know,
right.
Don't have to speak,
dog, yes,
if you wouldn't want to. But one thing I would like to add, I was speaking to this minister this week, and he was speaking about somewhat the same thing you're speaking about, the name of the Almighty Yah. And I said, he said, do you believe it? I said, oh, yeah, I believe it's Yahweh Elohim. So I took him to Exodus, the 3rd chapter, the 15th verse. Elohim said, moreover, unto Moshe, thus said thou, say unto the children of Israel, Yahweh Elohim of your fathers, father Abraham, father Isaac, and father Yaakov, has sent me unto you. This is my name
for how long? Forever? Yes, sir.
You know, and he got so angry. Let's just be quiet. Let's just stop talking. That's okay. Y'all
right.
Say that is my name forever.
That's good enough.
Forever.
All right. That seals it. Hallelujah.
First and foremost, I'd like to give all praise and honor to Yah by saying hallelujah. I'd like to comment on a verse that you brought out, Isaiah 45 and verse 15. Verily thou art, you know, at a very young age, I was just searching and just thirsty for knowledge. And one day, she's not here, I don't think, but Sister Yoshibed. Yes, she is. She gave my sister-in-law a tape. And I saw you on tape. And then, bam, it just hit me. And I came to class. And from that point, I knew I was at the right place. It just brought everything together.
Hallelujah.
And this was a verse, like you said, you know, one and bam years ago, too, that when I was searching for the knowledge, I had prayed to the Creator. You know, I didn't know who he was at the time. I was just praying because I knew you're supposed to pray. You know, so I was praying, and I asked the Creator to lead me in the way that he wanted me to go. And let me find the truth that way. And I believe Yotham said his flight was similar to that too. So, you know, I asked him, the Creator, to lead me. And then through all that stuff, you know, once I knew I was here, I was there. And, you know, it made everything just fit together. And I just like to use this time just to praise Yahweh for that. Hallelujah.
That's reading Yah said, be strong and very courageous. It takes a courageous person to run into the truth and accept it, because it's totally against everything that society is teaching. It's totally against all the norms, all the traditions, all the value system that we've been raised, and you have to be courageous to say Yah is right and they are wrong. And that's the conclusion that we all had to reach. We all said, hey, I don't care what mom and daddy said and the rest of them said, they got to be wrong because Yah can't be wrong. And they're saying something that's indifferent to what he's saying. So you have to be strong. That's when the Creator said, be very strong and courageous. You have to do to accept this truth. You don't have no sissies in here. Can't be no sissy and be no Israelite. You got to be hardcore. You got to be anti. You got to be a maverick. You got to be a thinker. You know, you can't be no run-of-the-mill person or brother or sister. You got to be somebody different. Everybody in this room, every man, every woman is somebody unique, very special, or you wouldn't be here. His spirit gathers special people. Run-of-the-mill dummies he don't have.
First and foremost, I'm going to give praises to the Most High, saying hallelujah. But right, you don't have no problem with you. We got a problem with Yah. We got a problem with Yah. I got a question for you. You right here is dumb. It says right here, Matthew 5:38. It says, you heard it been said in I 5:2:32. Who said that? Didn't Yah say that?
That's what Yah said.
Okay, but then again it says, but I say unto you, so right there.
I say unto you.
You're right, he separated this out. So no matter what Yah say, I say it, don't you know
what I'm saying? And what they going to go by what he said.
Right, let Whitey smack you, you pass against the list.
Yeah.
Turned out of cheek.
No wonder you got to be, he called you a dumb dog. Girl.
I love that one.
Yes, hallelujah.
Shalom, everyone.
Shabbat shalom.
I'd like to give our praise to Yah by saying hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
With me, if nothing else, I just want to bring this out for talking. you're going to debate this man. He's a Christian man. And if nothing else that I've learned about Christians or Muslims or whoever, they dip back into our book and pick out.
Oh, no, he might use it now that you brought it out. I thought we had it here. I said, no, don't let him mention that one. Not that one. Too late now. No, he got it. Now I don't have no answer. Yes, you want to? Could you read that? Ezekiel 9 and
verse 4.
We'll start at verse 1 and read the 4.
Ezekiel 9 and 1. He cried also in my ears with a loud voice, saying, cause them that have charge over the city to draw near, even every man with his destroying weapon in his hand. And behold, six men came from the way of the higher gate, which lieth toward the north, and every man a slaughtering weapon in his hand. And one man among them was clothed with linen, with a writer's inkhorn by his side. And they went in and stood beside the brazen altar. Glory of Elohim of Israel was gone up from the cherub, whereupon he was, to the threshold of the house. And he called to the man clothed with linen, which had the writer's inkhorn by his side. And Yahweh said unto him, go through the midst of the city, through the midst of Jerusalem, and set a mark upon the foreheads of the men that sigh and that cry for the abominations that are done in the midst thereof.
All right. Yes. I need you back up there because I need you to show me how he can use this against want to be on guard. Or anyone can use this against us.
Okay, well, that's why I say, is there any particular book we should read out of? Because right now I'm reading out of the Jerusalem Bible, and it says, he called the man in the white.
Read in the mic.
Go all through the city, all through Jerusalem, and mark a cross on the foreheads of all who deplore and disapprove of all the filth practiced in it. So I'm just saying to myself, that cross is everywhere. That signifies Christianity to them. So I'm just saying to myself, well, if you wanted to try to...
In my house, I got about 5 different Torahs. And before I had these 5 different Torahs, I looked at several other Torahs. And all the Torahs I wrote, or should I say that I have read, were all different. When I compare them with the Hebrew language, this is better with some, this is better with another, this is better, but they all faulty. And they all have mistakes and errors to them. And I've often said there will not be a Torah worthy to carry Yah's word until we translate it ourselves. And then once we translate it, then you will know that you have one that's right. But right now, the earth is turned over to the hands of the wicked, and it's the wicked man, even the wicked Jewish man, that is translating all of the Bibles. Our power has not been given to us yet, and we hadn't came to it into our own yet, and so we are forced to just get the books that he's translated and then try to correct them to the best of our abilities. But in the original book, you will not see no cross in the forehead at all. You'll see a mark. That was created that deal with no cross, and you'll never see that symbol at all. But you'll see that he always put a mark on his people. So we'll look and search for the original translation, and I look in Hebrew and see what's the original word, and I bring it back to you. But we know that these people were the people that were keeping the laws, abominations that the children of Israel were doing and committing against the laws. So it had nothing in connection with Christians, period, and who they are, nor what they represent. Yes, Pastor. Yes, thank you. Yes, sir.
I want to give praise to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob by saying hallelujah.
To the Elohim of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
Yeah, you know what?
We
say
just
that.
Use the word God when we're reading out the New Testament because in the New Testament, the word Elohim is not there. and you'll see where God is, the original translation in Greek say Theos. You know, but go ahead.
Yeah, I say that. But Maury Dan, he says, that, I listen to his recording sometimes, and says that some people don't like to do their job. They don't like to do their job, and their job is to give praise to the Creator, and to bless his name, and to say that I praise him. And not Christ. He said, I praise him, and that's what I did. That's what I do around Sacred State. That's why I love Yahweh. Who was Yahweh? But I wanted to bring that out. And also, I was talking to somebody, they were talking about debates. They were talking about how they think their vanity, the base is the vanity. And I brought them to Leviticus 19, who said, you know, you can go to your brother if you have an issue. You can talk it out with your brother. So that's definitely an issue when somebody's telling you to praise the idol.
Very good. Hallelujah. Yes, sir. We have one more brother, and our sisters, y'all can sit down. I just need one sister up there. It's just one of y'all to be good enough to tell me. The rest of y'all, we don't really have time. I guess if Paul was over here, he wouldn't have to tell the women they can't ask no questions. That must have been some Gentiles he was talking to when he said that the women keep silent. Yes, go ahead.
One body, one spirit, just as you were called in one hope of your calling. One master, one faith, one baptism. But here's what seals everything. It's verse 6. One Elohim, one God and Father of all, and that's including Christ and everybody, who is above all, including Christ and everyone. Can a man run once that's put in his face? But I know that's when emotionalism will most likely click in and take hold. And then he started really acting like a complete fool, because this is some powerful information. And this comes from Pauline, whom they put up on a pedestal as the teacher that they teach from, his teaching.
You're absolutely right, and that's all over the book.
Praise God.
But there's only one place in the book that they draw to get the Trinity. It's only one place even close to it. Only one place. There's over 10 scriptures that I can draw upon in the New Testament that points directly, that I can just recollect, that point directly to one Elohim. But there's only one place that even remotely resemble a Trinity, and that's in 1 John. I'll just show it to you real quick. 1 John, the 5th chapter. Let me just show you that real fast. See, there's where this one place is, and then you'll find out when you study it, that was a mistranslation there. But we want to go through it anyway. Give the devil his due. In this book, 1 John, 5th chapter, here's the only verse in the entire New Testament that they could draw upon and make an entry and try to establish any type of a Trinity, and this one place is weak. And that's in 1 John 5th chapter 7th verse, where it says, for there are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost, and these three are one. And there are three that bear record or will bear witness in the earth, the Spirit, the water, and the blood, and these three agree in one. That's it. And they're going to try to establish the doctrine of a Trinity with this, in light and in spite of the many places and with the preponderance of scriptural evidence, what we showed that would say otherwise. The preponderance, and like they say, Creator said, I come in the volume of the book. The volume of knowledge would point that there is no such thing as a Trinity. And this is not saying that. It just said these three are one, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Spirit. See the Word. All right, yes, ma'am.
Greetings. I'd like to give honor and praise and glory to the Most High for his mercy and endure forever. Maury Alicia, I don't know this man, but don't have a lot of sense. Because most ministers, they got enough sense to let women speak. Because they'll do a women's conference powerhouse like Juanita Bynum, Joyce Myers, Jackie McCullum going to bring him in some big bucks. So maybe he loves poverty. I don't know. But like I say, I don't know him. But he don't have a lot of sense at all. Because those sisters, they could bring him in some money. But, you know, go on down there and do what you have to do in the name of the Most High. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
To the Almighty Yah by saying hallelujah. We already know who the victory is going to go to when Maury Alicia go down to Atlanta. So we already should give praise to Yah for that. Wanted to emphasize the Isaiah chapter 45 verse 20 because it stood out to me. It says, draw near together, ye that escape of the nations. They have no knowledge that set up the wood in their graven image and pray unto the God that cannot save them.
Shalom, shalom, shalom. For Maury Alicia, teaching on the New Testament, teaching on the wickedness teachings of Paul. And we thank you here at 2030 Kemper Lane for turning in. We thank you for being true servants of Yahweh. And here at the House of Israel, we want to let everyone know great evil that you see is from Yahweh. And you can read this in Amos 3 and 6. Shall a trumpet be blown in the city, and the people not be afraid? Shall there be evil in the city, and Yah have not done it? And we here at the House of Israel teach that Yahweh is the one that brings this evil, just as Yahweh brings good. So we ask that you please pray for what's going on in everybody's city, because that is law from Yahweh. And you can read that in Jeremiah 29, verse 7. And seek the peace of the city, whether I have caused you to be carried away captive, and pray unto Yah for it. For in the peace thereof shall ye have peace. Praise the mighty Yah. Yahweh is righteous, Yahweh is holy, and let Yahweh be magnified. And here at the House of Israel, Yahweh loves you.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Live free. Come on. Fourth tribe. Great, mighty God. For 100 centuries. Yeah. Yeah. Let's go. Take a look at my soul. Nothing left but these holes. They tried to take me down. But Yah is in control. So now I ask you, you suddenly black too. The oppressor ain't fair when he attacked. You started wars because they tried to tax you. You should be asking who they was asking. Now what? Prices on our backs and the IRS wanted in on the back end. Lincoln was never down for emancipation. Just good political relations to try to make a good case for the next election. Yet Jim Crow came right back in the field, certified with a government seal. Probably tried to stand up with zeal. Sadly, he thought that Jesus was real. They gave us some fake moons and education to keep us concealed.
Take a look at my soul. All I want to do is go. There's nothing left of me. I'm just horrid slavery. For 100 centuries, nothing left for you to hold. All I want to be is be my Yah and live free.
400 centuries of this horrid slavery, but Yah, he is the king, and he will save me. So now I ask you,
Will you drop to your knees and beg y'all please? Don't you know that y'all is coming? It's like tomorrow. I can't even tell you the time on your Audemars. Just guard your heart, baby Paul, baby doll. Don't cry. Paparazzi never cared about them tears. No way. Just spend my yacht all day. Resting him just like the song.